Hello, everyone. We're delighted to be with you this evening. I'm Joan.
And I'm John. And we are excited to be with you this evening. This is going to be our last Ask the Archangel series of teleconferences for the year. We're going to be busy in December, so we just can't, there's no way to do it. Now, the procedure for the evening will be a channeling by Joan with an archangel or a master. And once that's finished, we will open the meeting to questions. This session will be recorded and will be available on our website under the teleconference tab for your listening pleasure. As always, we really would appreciate your feedback. It's really important now because we are planning our events for next year, and we need to know exactly how you feel. So if you could, please, we would appreciate that. So deep breath, and now let's give Joan a few moments, and we will begin. Thank you.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I have come with many in the archangelic realm to be present this evening with you and to announce the presence of Master Yeshua, who has come to speak with you this evening. We archangels have been very pleased with your participation in these conferences. We are wanting to be very present on the earth at this time, and we are open to having communication with each and every one of you. So these conferences are an optimal way of getting you accustomed to our energetic presence and to opening yourself to this communication. You know that each one of you can have this communication in your private time with us. We are always available, not only to guide you, but to support your creative state, your creative abilities as you orchestrate your life experience. And we thank you for the opportunity to serve you in any capacity. Now, that said, I wish to bring forth Yeshua to speak with you. Greetings, beloved. It is I, Yeshua. I have come to be with you this evening because I thought it important not only to make my presence known to you, but for you to understand that I walk with you shoulder to shoulder, heart to heart. I understand the difficulties of being embodied in a dense reality. And I support your evolutionary process in your embodiment at this time. I wish to speak with you this evening on a very important topic, and that topic is love. As you approach a time in your calendar year, a time of celebration, of joy, to mark my presence on earth, my birth, I come because it is important for you to recognize that I am present even now, even though I do not any longer possess a physical body. I come in the spirit, in the same spirit that I came over 2,000 years ago of your time. And that spirit is to help you understand more clearly that you are loved always, that you were created in that love and the importance of your recognition of that fact. You were also created in the image of Prime Creator. And as that image, how could you possibly be less than or unworthy? Humanity, in the denseness of third dimension, could not understand that, because the energetics of that dimension is based in separation and in fear. When I walked your beautiful earth, many could not understand what I had to say to them, to teach them about the beauty of their soul and the fact that they were deeply loved. So I had to speak in parables and stories, but they still could not understand what you, each one of you, now understand and have a frame of reference for. You understand somewhat about dimensional realities, about energy, and about the massiveness of creation and the physical world of the universe, all of the stars, the planets, the galaxies, the vastness of the cosmos. You have a frame of reference that others, when I was present on the earth, did not have. So I can speak to you in ways that I could not speak to them. It's important that you stay present in your heart center. This is the most valuable part of you. It is not only a very valuable functioning of your physical body, but it is a function of your spirit, of your soul spirit. It is the center of who you are. This is where the power of you resides, in that love, in that creative ability. For you are the image of a creator, a vast being. So as you visit this space of your sacred heart often, and stay conscious of yourself in that space, you are able to operate more fully in the spirit of love as you create. Love is so much more than an emotion. There is a power, a creative power in love. For all things that were created by Prime Creator possess that energetic template, and it has great power to create and expand creation. You too, as a creator, create and have a big impact on all creative realms, through your thoughts, through your emotions. This is how you create in a body. You create with your thoughts, coupled with an emotion, brings it into the reality of form. So it stands to reason, when you create in conscious awareness with your thoughts and your emotions, you create more precisely. And when you create in that space of your sacred heart, founded in that element, that energetic template of love, you are very powerful. And you affect not only many around you, but you affect all realms of creation. Many in other planetary systems are looking to you to reflect to them your Christed imaging. One of the most detrimental aspects to love and staying centered in your heart is self-judgment. When you judge yourself harshly as being less than, when you have inner conversations with yourself, telling yourself that you could have done better, why didn't you do better, that you are stupid, incapable, this is so detrimental to your spirit, to your soul, because it is in such opposition to the nature of you as a soul spirit. And that inner dialogue gets into your consciousness, and then you unconsciously create from those types of thoughts. So I wanted to make you aware of this so that you could limit this negative self-talk and judgment. Stay aware in times that you are doing mundane activities such as dressing, showering, driving, walking. What goes on inside of you? What you are saying to yourself? What you are thinking? This helps you to alter any of those patterns that keep you in fear and keep you in that separated function of third dimension, because you have long since stepped out of that. Third dimension is going away. So you must embrace your unity with your source, and you must embrace your unity with all of creation. Negative thoughts and emotions were used to maintain that separated function of the dense third dimensional reality. It keeps you in a linear time flow of the past and the future, with very little ability to stay in the present moment. This is where you will find your power, in the present moment. The past has gone. The event has already happened. Will you base your current state on that past when you have another choice? In these times of celebration, where you join together with friends and family, it is important to meet them in this joyous celebration with an open heart. When you are able to stay out of self-judgment, it is very easy to stay out of judgment of others, for they too are traveling that path of transformation. And yes, they make errors just as you do. It is important that you see them from their heart perspective, that there is that spark within them that lives within you. And in this regard, you are a unified expression of the divine. So even if they are acting out, hold yourself in this center of yours and recognize that they are in a state of error, and that you need not react, even though you notice, you might say, oh, isn't that interesting, and let it go. Most often, family members trigger you out of that state of love because they were programmed as you were programmed in that separation consciousness. And many could not show love and affection to to family members because they could not access it for themselves. So I urge you in this time of celebration to stay in that heart of yours, that beautiful, powerful heart. And when you are tempted to react, call forth Archangel Raphael and that green coating that he has talked about with you on several occasions, so that your heart is filled with unconditional love. Now that I have communicated to you what I wished to say, I would be most happy if you would open yourself to converse with me at this time. Do not be taken back, beloveds. I do desire to speak to each of you.
Oh, greetings, greetings. My question is, when you mentioned about family members or anybody actually triggering us, I'm wondering, isn't that due to something inside of us that we haven't resolved? Otherwise, we perhaps would not react. We would just notice. But if it triggers us, if anything triggers us outside of our seemingly outside of ourselves, isn't that because of some issue within?
Yes, you are absolutely right. And the issue is self-love. And in that self-love, there is confidence, certainty in who you are. And you are not affected by others' opinions or others' conversations. So yes, that is the core issue of separation, fear that you don't measure up, or fear of some sort that has not been brought fully into your conscious awareness to be transformed into the state of love, of self-love.
So the thoughts or the beliefs, actually, the beliefs that are unconscious to us, that we need to become consciously aware of and therefore release or heal, that would be the way to go, so to speak, right?
That is absolutely correct.
And so my last part of that question then is, what are some ways in which to actually do that, to get in touch with those unconscious beliefs?
Practice throughout the day. When you are not triggered, when you're in a neutral space where you notice what you are thinking, as I've said, in times when you are doing repetitive activities, such as sweeping a floor, driving a car, what are the thoughts that you think? You may not think that you are thinking anything, but you are. So it is paying attention to your thoughts, and then also to how you are feeling as those thoughts are being thought. So this is best done in times where you are in a peaceful, neutral state, and they should be practiced throughout the day. You cannot hold your attention on this for long periods of time. It will not serve you. But periodically throughout the day, reflect on what you are thinking. Reflect on what your motives are in doing or saying anything. Now, this is far different than judging yourself. It is just taking note as if you were watching a TV program. You are not connected to it. You are not judging yourself. You could have done better. You could have thought this. You're just noticing, and you're taking note. In that alone, you eventually change and reconfigure that thought, because when it comes up eventually, you will be able to know that that will not serve you and you have another option. So this is a very good practice to start to make things conscious, thoughts conscious, that are unconscious, but yet hold a power.
Would you say then, you say when you're feeling neutral, so if we're just driving along or in our cars or walking along the street or in a park or something like that, we're feeling very calm inside, very neutral, just enjoying our space. And then something that we would consider negative happens. Someone might walk by and say something or do something or whatever it is. Are you saying then, and we have a reaction to it, someone might make a rude comment or push us or whatever it may be, then let's say that the immediate response is to react to that as
You probably will, because that is your pattern.
Yes.
So you just notice that, and you don't judge yourself for reacting. But what I'm talking about is in that space when you are neutral and you feel happy, and maybe you're in a park and you're just observing what is going on. What are you thinking about what you are observing? What are you thinking about that person walking by? Is there judgment at what they are wearing or how they are walking? Are you judging yourself? So these are the times that you gain information on what your patterns are and what you think.
And that is how they actually become conscious when we go through that process, is what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, I am saying that.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That was a very good question and very appropriate.
Thank you.
Good evening, Joan.
Good evening.
Joshua and
Joshua.
Uh-huh. Partner. So it's a very good session tonight. You expressed many nice concept, and I believe my question is a relationship to the previous person. It's about manifesting, and so I believe that you can interact to my soul spirits, and I would like to understand what I'm doing wrong in manifesting things, normal things, like going to the doctor, to the dentist. So my situation is that I finally was able to pursue my passion, and I'm starting doing that. So every morning I wake up, I see that I would like to change the situation where I am in, and so I do my things that relate my passion when I'm done that. And because they have some health problem, I have to go to the dentist, and now I don't have possibility to go, but I really need to go. So I do my passion in the morning. So second thing is, how do I manifest this? So I'm going to look for a part-time job, or I stay here, I meditate, I center myself, I create a board with a smile and other things. So I focus on that smile 3 times a day or 2 times a day, and after I forget about it. My mind goes to worry, but I'm very able to now to catch up the worry and go back to the present time. So I don't think my mistake is going to the negativity and fear, because I can see that. I have all the energy. I would like to do things. I would like to create, but I don't know what to do with that. Besides the passion that I have, that I don't, I take to develop, take step by step. So I hope you're following me, because you share a lot of concepts about freedom, about what does motive me, about self-love tonight. So I hope I was a little bit clear what I'm trying to.
Well, first of all, you have to stay as you have in your heart.
Okay.
And you have to know that you are worthy of abundance that flows through you at all levels, whether it be physical or spiritual. You have that understanding of love, that you are loved, and that there is that flow within you. But you still have that misunderstanding of your own worthiness to have abundance flow through you, not only from a spiritual level, but from a physical level. And in that creative arena, you have to be willing to have the thoughts, to have the many options that are open to you. And then you have to take action on those options to create the abundance at a physical level that you are desiring. So it is in seeing what your options are, seeing possibilities to create an abundance in your life, in the physical, not just in the spiritual.
Correct. And when, thank you. When you're saying possibilities, I'm very practical, sorry, but because I'm going around this issue for many years now. So see, if I open up a website where there are many jobs there, I do go and look through the jobs, oh, I'm waiting, I have an intention, put my attention, the best job for my situation is going to show up right now in front of me. Because it's exhausting sometimes for hours looking to these pages and nothing comes up that resonates with me. And so there are two ways here. I go there and look for it, or I open up the website and wait, scroll down, and I'm very intentional, very certain, and that something's going to come up, is going to help me to move away this lack I have.
That is a very good step to take.
Yeah. But sometimes it doesn't work. I spend hours and wait, and nothing that resonates comes to me. Sorry if I insist, but if I'm able to move away from that, I believe it's a very huge step for me.
Yes. So sometimes things that may not at first observance look like what you are looking for, but it maybe takes more in-depth examination or to make contact and find out more information. Sometimes one type of job leads into areas of other things that will better satisfy your desires. So a more in-depth scrutiny on certain things that you come across may be of benefit to you.
Okay. So I'm going to do that.
Thank All you right. very much.
Thank you for your time and to be with us tonight. Good night.
Hi. My question is this. For health and financial reasons, I've ended up living in a very isolated area in British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
The work that I do with along the same lines as what you're speaking of continues to push me into more isolation, and I find that there are very few people in my community that I can connect with along
yes.
these lines, and yes. I feel like a stranger in my own community, and as though I'm really doing a lot of this alone, and I just want to know if that's okay.
Well, it is not okay, obviously, or you would not be asking me that question. So first of all is to recognize that you are not alone.
Okay.
That even though you don't have physical interactions that satisfy you, does not mean that you cannot create those relationships. They may not be at the same place consciously as you are. But that does not mean that they do not have value. So you have to make yourself available for these interactions and meet others in that state of your sacred heart. Meet them at the level that they are and see some of the beauty of who they are. So this is one of those things that I have spoken to with the last person. Sometimes most times, to manifest, you have to be proactive. You have to put motion to your intention. So it is with your intention and then your attention that you manifest what you desire. Humanity, in general, are very social beings, and they thrive on the interaction of one another. So perhaps a change in your job, in a job that where you are not so isolated, to where there are others in the workplace that you can interact with. There are parts of your community, if you have interest, that you could begin to access. Many organizations that need help, that need volunteers, would perhaps offer you opportunities to develop relationships. But you have to be open. You cannot close yourself off and become the isolation that you have been put into that space through your work. Do you see?
I see. So I don't have a job. I live on disability.
Yes.
So I tend to live an isolated life anyway. I just feel as though I should be sharing. There should be people, but I find that there's no one that thinks along the same lines. Which is why I love this kind of thing that you offer, and other things like mastering alchemy and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I do find that as time goes on, rather than connecting, I'm actually feeling more isolated.
Yes. So, and it's important that at this stage that you do connect and that you share what you know.
Right.
There is when you meet others or you afford yourself the opportunity to get into areas where you can develop relationships.
Yeah.
They may not have the same languaging in certain ways, but you can model to them who you are.
I see.
In that love. And you can find that common ground. And you may have to alter your languaging on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But when you find that commonality, it will be very rewarding. Isolation at this stage is not beneficial to you because it puts you into depression. And it puts you into self-focus that is not healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You are not able to maintain that self-love to its highest function because you have no one to reflect it back to you in the physicality.
That's true.
And this is important. So you must allow yourself to create a venue that you can begin to interact.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you.
And it may take some trial and error. And don't stop just because one thing didn't satisfy you or work.
Mm-hmm.
There are other possibilities. You just have to look for them.
Does the internet count?
Somewhat, but it is not the same as physical interaction.
No.
It is not.
No. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Hello, Master Yeshua and Joan and Jim. This is Catherine. Master Yeshua, thank you for speaking to us. I do experience your love more clearly and easily than that of the other masters and archangels, so appreciate that greatly. It's been my impression that you've been one of my guides as I do energy healing with clients. My question is, as we download energies in the Level 3 Live class, some of the students are having remarkable experiences, and I know we're not supposed to compare ourselves to each other. Some of us are trying to be patient and hoping something is happening, and I wonder if you could address that.
I most certainly can. And let us address this comparison. Comparing yourself to another is never beneficial. You are unique unto yourself. You were created very uniquely as an expression of Prime Creator. So to compare yourself with someone else does not help you to know yourself intimately, because you are framing your reference by the experience of someone else. And you have to understand that the teaching that you are engaged in raising your consciousness on all levels, mentally, emotionally, and physically, as well as spiritually, is a very unique and layered and powerful process. Don't expect that you will have these earth-shaking experiences. It is in the integration of the energetic patterns that are taking place within you that are very subtle. If you are dependent on some kind of emotional state or charge, that does not assist you in assimilating the energetics at the level that you are asked to assimilate them, because those emotional charges are based in a third-dimensional separated reality. Have confidence in yourself that you are receiving exactly what you need in this time, and you are receiving it fully and completely. It just has a more subtle feel to it. Acknowledge it. Do you see?
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
You are so welcome, and I am with you always.
Yes, I feel it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Michelle, and yes, I recently have been learning and using sacred tones and harmonics, and I feel that I'm expanding through using these. So my question is, would you explain the connection between this and spirit world? And is this beneficial for humankind to learn? Thank you.
For humankind to learn about the beauty of sound is a great asset. Sound is very much a part of the creative process. And unfortunately, in the human body, you are limited into what level of sounds you can actually hear with the human ear. But there are many other sounds throughout the creative realm that are present as that realm expands. When you use sound, toning, other types of sound, such as drumming, such as crystal bowls, or other techniques that help you in that vibratory level of sound, it has great growth potential because it connects you. It is not limited by the physical realm. It is not limited by time or space. And in that practice, in those sound templates, in those sound frequencies, you become very aligned with all parts of creation. And there is a great growth potential in your spiritual body because of the presence of that sound. And when you create sounds by toning or with some instrument, you began to assist your body to operate at a higher frequency range. So by all means, continue with this practice.
Thank you. And may I ask, what would be beneficial, the amount of time on a daily basis to do this practice?
It will vary. Don't weary yourself or don't restrict yourself. Some days, short periods are better throughout the day, where you can tone throughout the day, or longer periods. So be flexible and go with your inner guidance about what is needed.
Okay. And I just wanted to add, just to thank you for all you are, and I love you very much.
And thank you for receiving me and receiving the love that I bring forth to you at this time. Yes, what is your question?
Can you tell us where we are in creating that apple? How much technology apping is required left?
You are closer than what you think. But here again, do not have false expectations, because you are a very massive energetic being. And there are many transformational processes taking place at all levels of you. It's not just your physical level and your abilities to create in that physicality, but your consciousness is expanding exponentially. So I cannot tell you the exact time or date of such an event, but I can tell you that your reality has shifted dramatically. Your understanding of self has shifted dramatically. And when you align more of your creative energy and resources, it will happen. But be patient. The body is slow and it's very dense in its energetic state. It is much different than your mind, your higher mind, that is quick, and the frequency range is much more refined. So the body takes a lot more patience and a lot more time.
Do you think maybe you could expand more how to create better with the undifferentiated light? Or it just seems to me that some alchemists have abundance issues, and perhaps if we could help them with that, it would help the whole.
That undifferentiated light is a massive frequency range of light, and it has much potential in the creative process. As you understand now, there is a process in this creative mechanism through your thoughts and through your emotions. And sometimes you misunderstand what level your thoughts are functioning at and what level those emotions are functioning at, what frequency range you are using in that creative mechanism. The other thing is, in the creative mechanism, it takes your intention and your attention and seeing possibilities, many possibilities to choose from, and choosing one at a time, focusing on it, putting movement and motion to it to bring forth that creation that you desire. So whether that is gathering materials to create something, if you are wishing to build a house or a cabin, you would have to not only think about it, about the design or what you would like, but you would have to gather the materials. You would have to go to different places to gather your materials. You would have to have tools to use and to put together those materials. So it is in the creative realms. You have to see possibilities. You have to investigate those possibilities. And you have to gather the physical properties that enable you to create what you intend.
Okay.
And it is not just in the use of infusing your creation or your desire or your intent with light. Yes, this is helpful because it sets an energetic template for a more refined finished product. But you have to, in the physical, create that movement in your intention.
Okay. Can I ask a personal question? Or?
Yes.
I've had a problem with colds for most of my life. Do you have an idea
with
what
old
that is?
What?
Colds.
You mean you're being sick with a cold? Is that?
Yeah, an imbalance, yes. and I get a cold.
So you are troubled with upper respiratory?
Yeah.
So here is an area that you can use light to heal yourself, but most importantly, examine where your emotions are at any given time. Is there fragmentation in your emotional body? Is there upset? Is there worry? Is there self-judgment? Upper respiratory oftentimes relate to your emotional state and your ability to breathe life to its fullest, to breathe the joy of life, of living, and feel it, know it. So this is an area that as you examine how you feel about your life experience thus far, do you love being alive? This is important to note. It's not about self-judgment. It is not about not measuring up. It is about getting in touch with how you feel about you and how you feel about life, being able to breathe in the fullness of your experience.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This brings up a very good point, beloveds, on relationship. Your relationships start with you. They start in your relationship to self. And the foundation of that relationship must be in self-love, self-acceptance, self-value, valuing who you are and the journey you have chosen to take, not only in the growth of your consciousness, but in the benefit that you, as that beautiful light being, that Christed being, the benefit that you bring to this world, as you exemplify who you are fully and completely as that light. So if you have difficulty in the relationship with self and the valuing and loving of self, you will reflect that in your physical relationships.
Good evening. This is Diana. Hello, Yeshua. Hello, Gabriel. My question is, as I heard you speak tonight about when you were here and you were moving your concepts of love and you had to speak in parables and so forth, I believe my service is talking about respect and kindness. And when I do that, there are days when I just feel so tired, so weary, so downtrodden. So I'm asking for tips and advice from a master, how you did it. How did you uplift your spirit when respites came or ignores came to what your messages were?
Not all can hear or receive what a being such as you have to give, and such as I had to give. Not all can receive because they are too invested in their separateness. I had to learn to stay centered in myself, in my heart. You know, when I spoke of often, my father and I are one.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go to that space in my heart, in my sacred heart, for me to receive the nourishment to continue in such a dense environment.
Mm-hmm.
I had to always refresh my memory of me as that spirit and the consciousness that I held and the confidence and the awareness of who I was, and that what I had to share was being shared with those who had ears to hear and who were willing to receive. And I had to come to grips with the idea that not all would receive what I had to give. Some could only receive in increments. Some had to be held accountable for their creations. And I had to tell them, are you willing? Do you want to be different? Because their expectations that I would make their life better was based in a faulty concept. They were not aware that they were responsible for their creations. I could assist in changing some of their energetic pattern, uplifting it so they could see differently, be differently, especially in my healing ministry. But they had to also take action. They had to also alter their state of thought. So when I would go to my heart and I would communicate with my source, the source of all that is, I would re-verify for myself who I was and how I was not separated from any part of creation. But I was not responsible for that individualized creation and expression. I could lead, I could show the way, but in the end, it was that individual who was responsible for taking what I had to give. And I had to retire often in the quietness of my being, to remove myself from all influences, so I could reinstate that state of consciousness in myself. So too, beloved, you cannot give without receiving. Do you understand what I say?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely I do.
So you must take time for you, nourish you, replenish your light often. Receive the grace and the love that is given to you without any restrictions.
Yes, yes, thank you. I have another question, may I?
Yes.
You spoke of expectations, and my other question dealt with that. In my training, we were taught about triads and strings. And is there an energetic triad of expectation, judgment, and fear? And if you could talk about that and help me understand that.
Yes, that is the basis of third dimensional reality. And you were also taught a process on how to dismantle that by short-circuiting the energies. Go back to that process and reconfigure it into that fifth dimensional state of unity, unlimited possibilities based in love, the power of love.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank
you. You are most welcome.
Very grateful. Thank you.
Hi, this is Marie, and you had spoken earlier about the importance of staying present in our Sacred Heart Center, and I was wondering if you could speak more about that.
Yes. It takes your attention often, as I have said, not just now and again, but often. Because here is the space where you commune with your guides, the archangels, we masters, and most importantly, with your source. And it is here that you will find who you are. It is here that you will receive the love that is given to you unconditionally. It is here that you receive the grace to continue. That Sacred Heart is the most valuable place in your being. It is that center where you know yourself and you come to receive the element of love from Source so that it will give you courage and strength, fearlessness and tenaciousness to continue on your life journey and to create from that element of love, to reflect it. Love nourishes you. It revitalizes you because it is an integral part of who you are, both physically and spiritually. So it is invaluable to take quiet time each day and to sit in that space and receive not just petition, ask, beg, but to receive what is duly yours. You cannot integrate it, absorb it, unless you receive it. So each day, take a few moments to be present in that connection with Source and receive what is given to you in great abundance.
Thank you.
You are welcome. These are very appropriate times in your calendar year, that this consciousness that we've been talking about, and we've been talking about the element of love, it is not just a time of celebration and gift giving, but it is a time to reawaken your consciousness in the importance of receiving. It is in the receiving that you are refreshed and nourished. So in the busyness and the activities of this holiday season, take time for you. Take time to nourish and replenish what is available to you in great abundance.
Yeshua. Thank you. I'm very pleased to speak to you. Yes. Yeshua, I'm very pleased to speak with you, and thank you, Joan and John. I wanted to ask about energy and just great amounts of energy that I've been working with over the last 2 years, trying to be clear if there is something in the process that is making me very fatigued, because as I understand, this energy that I'm receiving and things I'm moving out of my space should, I'm thinking, be energizing me more, but I feel very, very drained at times. And I was hoping you could shed some light on this.
Here again, we go back to nourishing yourself, beloved. You have made many changes and alterations. The physical body has a hard time with the vibratory levels that you are creating for yourself. And so it takes time for your physical body to assimilate that more refined level of energetics, of frequency ranges. So it needs to rest. Your mind needs to rest. You need to rest. So when the body is weary, allow yourself to rest. Nourish yourself at a physical level as well as a spiritual level. Now that said, let's talk about a part of that physical level in regards to your thoughts and your rational mind. Your rational mind is very much a part of that third dimensional frequency range. And sometimes it creates emotions that are also of a lower frequency range. And this adds to your weariness. It takes a lot. Once you activate this level of frequency range within you, it takes a lot to maintain that lower level, and it will make you weary. So in the sleep state, you rest that rational mind. You rest not just your physical body, but the rational mind. The higher mind that is connected to Source is so refined and so nurturing that it does not require rest, but your physicality does. So be kind to yourself in this transformative process, and you will notice that some days you are very energetic, and other days just requires more rest, more sleep, and most importantly, more quiet time to refresh your spirit. Does that answer your question?
Yes, very much. Thank you. I appreciate that very kindly.
You are welcome, beloved.
Hi, Yeshua.
Good evening.
I had a conversation with Jim several years ago, and he reflected to me that I was bored. I was wondering if maybe you could talk about that. I do seem to be a little bored.
Are you bored from lack of stimulation? Or are you, it is time to make some changes that you are fearful to make? These are questions that you can ask yourself. What is the source of the boredom?
It's definitely that I wanted to do more things in physical reality, so that's part of it. And the other part is just my interest in certain things have faded.
Yes. As your consciousness evolves, your interest in certain physical activities is altered. But that does not mean that you can't enjoy being in a body, in a physical realm. So it is time to use your creative abilities. It is time to look at all of the potentials out there that you could explore and become excited and joyful about living life. When you allow yourself to disengage and not be fulfilled wholly and completely on all levels of yourself, you become disinterested in living life, and that does not serve you. So create movement, explore, be adventuresome, make changes in your physical reality that are stimulating so that you can recreate that joy of life and look forward to what new adventures you can create each day.
You know, one of the buts in there is that abundance issue, though. I mean, it's not 100%, but that's, you know, it's like a stranglehold kind of thing.
There are things that you can participate in and that can you can get excited about that don't require monetary exchanges. Explore different possibilities where you could possibly be of service, that you could get engaged in some activity that does not require a great deal of money. This is where you start. But you have to put movement. You have to investigate. You have to inquire. You have to try. You have to experiment. This is all part of creating.
Okay. Thanks.
Is there anyone else that would like to ask a question?
I do have a question. My question is, if you could please discuss whatever time is available, could you discuss unconditional love, please?
Yes, that's a vast topic. We could,
yes.
We could be here for a long time. But
until
I will just... Yes, yes. Unconditional love has no... It is free-flowing love in every aspect, not just from feeling, but from that creative template. And there are no restrictions on it, no buts, no judgment of any kind. It just freely flows. And when you can create that flow within you, you do not have the restrictions. You begin to create exactly what you intend in a very easy, consistent way, because you don't put the restriction of a but, I can't, or maybe I can't, doubt, these types of denser emotions. So it is just this free flowing of love as it comes from Prime Creator and the creative realms, the higher creative realms. Does that kind of answer your question without
yes,
going into great in-depth? And
yes,
here again.
It's actually quite wonderful. I'm thinking about the connection between self-love that you discussed earlier and unconditional love and how it's all a piece.
Yes, and you have to be willing to receive it for yourself first before you can use it and then share it. So if you have thoughts of unworthiness or doubt, you cannot receive it fully as it is given. You only receive a morsel. It is like sitting at a table with a beautiful, beautiful meal that has been set before you. And you choose only to take one bite. Think about that.
So unconditional love then is constantly being flowed
to us, through us, from Source. Yes?
Yes.
And,
yes.
And so is that part of grace, then, that we receive it by grace?
Grace is very much a part of love. You don't have to ask for grace to receive the fullness of unconditional love. It is always there.
And it is turning to the sacred, our sacred hearts, then, in which we, shall I say, bask in it or receive it, open to receive it. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. And being willing to receive it in the fullest capacity of your being. It will change you unbelievably and increase your ability to receive it consistently in that unlimited way.
When you said in the fullest capacity of your being, what precisely do you mean?
Where you are at this moment in your state of consciousness is your capacity to receive love. And what you receive, if it is your capacity has any limitation, it has the power to begin to alter that limitation. So your consciousness is increased and you become aware of where you limit yourself, and you take steps then to alter it so that you can receive more.
And this has to be done then very consciously. It's not simply a matter of doing exercises or energy work or that sort of thing.
No, it is just going to your sacred heart every day and receiving without limit.
Thank you very much indeed.
You are most welcome.
I have a question. Is there time for that?
One more question before we close.
Okay.
Yes.
It seems like my wife and I, first of all, are very appreciative for all the massive changes we've been spinning through. And it seems over the course of the last number of years that they've just been coming one after the next. And I was wondering, are there any breathers from time to time between all of these massive transformations?
It is your choice. If you like to receive them one after another, and you have the capacity to do that, you know that. But if you would like a rest, take a rest. It is your choice here. But always know you are not given more than what you can receive and absorb.
Thank you, and thank you all for everything.
You are most welcome, beloved. I would like to close this session, beloveds, and I thank you for being present with me today so that I could share with you my thoughts on love, and encourage you to continue your quest and your journey. Know that I walk with you often, even when you're not aware. Blessings.
Thank you, Yeshua, for those wonderful, wonderful messages. And we thank you all for being with us this evening. And we wish you a merry and safe holiday season. Good night. And blessings from John and Joan.
Good night, all.